are. Well, I'm at Scone Race Club, and Clarkie will be joining us later today. Loz, if you're just tuning in, unfortunately has his uncle's funeral today in Junee. He's doing the show from Junee this morning, but Clarkie, looking forward to seeing you get the car up the road here. You're going to love it.
Can't wait, buddy.
It's a beautiful facility here at Scone Race Club in a great town, and, mate, we're going to have a great afternoon.
Yeah, I can't wait. Obviously, big day today, golf day, lunch, dinner tonight, and then even bigger day tomorrow, and the forecast looks outstanding, Middo. So keen to get up there, mate, and maybe have a couple of quiet ones as well.
Absolutely. And joining us now, trackside here at Scone Race Club, is the Chief Executive of the Scone Race Club, Heath Courtney. Heath, it's great for us to be back in Scone. And how are you as you lead into your most important day of the year?
Yeah, mate, obviously great to have you all back. Last year was obviously a bit of a capitulation for everyone, but things are full steam ahead of you, mate. As you say, the weather forecast looks outstanding, or for this time of year in particular. So, yeah, 19 degrees and, yeah, sun out. Track's in terrific order. You can't be asking much more at this stage of the day.
Describe, I guess, the impact last year had in the relief that this week will bring the race club.
Yeah, it was, yeah. I mean, we're no different to every other club and organisation or someone holding an event, that's for sure. It did have a massive impact financially. That sort of leads over into this year, the way that this carnival's been structured for years on end sort of thing. We sort of have funds that roll over into the next year, and unfortunately that sort of was a main driving force behind us just having the one day this year of the carnival, and hopefully we get back up and going again next year with the assistance of Racing New South Wales, have been terrific, and we get the 2 days back up on the schedule.
Heath, I've heard nothing but great things about Scone, and as I said earlier, I'm pumped to get up there today. But mate, tell us from your perspective what goes in to making something like this such a success and a consistent success as well over a long period of time.
Yeah. Goes back a fair way, Clarkie, actually. Noel Leckie, God rest his soul, he's not with us now, but him and his team, committee many, many moons ago, put a lot of effort in with the likes of John Massar and the Magniers down at Coolmore in approaching Racing New South Wales in getting this off the ground and bringing this attraction to the Upper Hunter, and I suppose highlighting what the Upper Hunter offers both the breeding and the racing industry. So it's sort of been up to people like myself and Helen Sinclair and Sarah Wills before me to try and carry on that legacy. There's a lot. We're a very, very small team and we have to put on a pretty decent show up here. We try and keep that country atmosphere throughout, but obviously we're fortunate enough to be blessed with an outstanding racing facility and a terrific viewing facility for patrons as well, so it makes it our job a little bit easier. But being a small town and pulling in all the staff, security, hospitality, they all come from the likes of where you guys reside in Sydney and Newcastle, because there's just not the personnel here. So it's quite a big big monster to put together year on year. And it's an absolute credit to the team that's currently here and the one that was here before us.
You say best viewing facility, and that it is, especially because you've got this elevated side here where people can view from. You can literally see your horse around the whole track, which is often hard to do, particularly at the metropolitan tracks. But it is just an absolute picture with the mountains in the background, one of the best tracks going around. Now, can people still get here tomorrow? How's the ticket sales looking? Are there any tickets available? And what sort of a crowd are you expecting?
Yeah, our ticket sales have been outstanding, the strongest in recent history, that's for sure. So, yes, there's still the opportunity for people to get here, general admission only. I would encourage people to get onto the website, sconeraceclub.com.au, to secure those tickets. We do hope to have some available at the gate tomorrow, but the way they are selling, that's looking, like fewer and fewer by the hour. So we're expecting, between that 7,000 and 8,000 people. The big marquee's fully sold out with nearly 1,200 people just in the big marquee. Just like all these normal events that are getting back up and running again now, it's ticket sales have been outstanding. We can't wait for tomorrow to come.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy the day, Heath, and it'll be very well supported. And I know that everyone up there around the Hunter makes their way to the Scone Cup and they'll enjoy themselves. But, mate, can you tip us into a winner somewhere? Obviously, you'd have something, wouldn't you?
Oh, can we leave it for tomorrow, mate? I think I gave you a decent one there a couple of years ago. So I don't want to get off that one too soon. But I don't know, mate. I just got a feeling. I was hoping John O'Shea was bringing black on gold for the cup because I thought he was a big chance in that, but I'm not sure where that horse is heading. I think I better. It'd be remiss of me not to mention Dahlia or the Godolphin teams. I think Faistos will make amends in the cup, and the good old local boys, Snowdens. I think that guy, the Dark Jewel there, they're looking pretty. Reel them in, Ruby. I think she'll be hard to beat in that Dark Jewel.
Just got this text, Clarkey, from Wise Hour. Morning, gents. Heard Clarkey earlier asking how long it takes to drive from Newcastle to Scone. Mm. The chopper must get a service in Newcastle, says Wise Hour.
No, I'll be in the car. There'll be no helicopter, let me tell you. I'm looking forward to the drive, actually. I don't mind. I reckon that run up to Newcastle is always an easy cruise. So, yeah, get me on the road, Middo, in 20 minutes.
It's amazing to think, Heath, how, you know, just different it looks around here compared to what 18 months, 2 years ago, when, you know, wasn't green like this, that's for sure.
No, mate, the last 18 months has been actually very kind to us. Yeah, the 3 years preceding that were just almost unbearable. It got to an unbearable stage, not just for the race club, but for the broader community, that's for sure. As you can see now, we're inundated with water. We're in a great spot. This will set us up for the next 12 or 18 months. It's just been this consistent. 20 mil every couple of weeks has just been something outstanding. And as you've probably seen in your short time here, that the countryside is blossoming. We're blessed to have some of the best stud farms and just rural properties, in New South Wales around us. And the area looks terrific at the moment. And the community vibes, has been indicative of what we're surrounded by. So all the spirits are up high. I said, makes for a very, very welcome change on previous years.
Well, we really appreciate... Yeah, go for it, Loz.
No, sorry, I was just about to ask Keith about last year, just the comparison between last year and this year. And, over that 12-month period, it's made everyone sort of evaluate their own business and industry and look to make change. What are you guys looking at doing? Anything differently in the next 12 months, Heath?
Mate, it has. It has made everyone. I think we've got a pretty good product, Loz. To be fair, we always look to add little bits and pieces to the carnival, etc. And it's the same around normal race days in regards to, attractions for owners and wanting to people to travel up to see the upper hunter. So we like to, just do little things on race days, like give people trips over to the barriers and some, not quite hands-on horse experience, but up a close personal horse experience. We think that's something that we should be obliged to do, being the horse capital of Australia. So that's just little things the club tries to do, is get people a little bit more up and close and personal with the animal. And hopefully that leads to, people wishing to get a share in a horse, or you just take a bit more of an interest in attending the races more often, mate. So probably the absence of crowds has probably just, proven that that's something we need to do more and more, not just the Scone Race Club, but racing in general. Because, when they're gone, you definitely miss them, that's for sure. So when they come back, we want to make sure that they come and have a great time.
Well, Heath, we really appreciate you having us up here, mate. Love coming to Scone Cup Day, and I hope you and your members here and your committee can all enjoy the day tomorrow.
No, appreciate it, guys. We value the support, of your show in particular over the last 10 years it's been, and that's it leads to the success that this club now has upon us.
Thanks, mate. Enjoy.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.